Did you know that your fertility is an indicator for your overall health?
Well, here are our top five ways that trying to get pregnant is going to make you healthy for the whole rest of your life. Number one is sleep. So when you start to regulate your sex hormones, you also start to regulate your circadian rhythm. The act of trying to get pregnant is going to actually help you to get better sleep.
Number two, immune system. Did you know that a recent study found that if you have lots of sex, i.e. 1 to 2 times a week, it actually improves your immune system? So researchers found that participants in the study had more immunoglobulin A if they had regular sex. And a healthier immune system obviously means a healthier body. Hopefully.
Wow. Number three is stress. So when we try to get pregnant, we necessarily lower the output of our stress hormone cortisol. Magic, because progesterone is made from the same thing as cortisol. And so we naturally enhance our body's progesterone and estrogen, improve the quality of those cycles, then you necessarily drop your production of stress hormone cortisol, which also has lots of other deleterious effects on blood sugars and blood pressure and all sorts of nasty stuff. So essentially, when you regulate and support your sex hormone cycles, you reduce your body's stress hormone production. Magic.
Number four is mood. So you know when your hormones are kind of out of whack, well, as a girl in your period cycle, you will have more PMS, more symptoms, more bloating, all of that kind of stuff. And then that affects your mood as well. It can kind of make you cranky. It can make you more emotional. It can make you sleep worse. And then you're even more emotional. So if we work on regulating our reproductive hormones, it necessarily affects our mood, and our mood feels better. We make better choices in our life, and it affects all of the other things that we're talking about here today.
And number five in our top ways that boosting fertility improves your overall health is bones. Did you know that bone density is largely regulated by our sex hormones? For men, androgens, and for women, estrogen, we have receptors on our bones that essentially tell our body, are we going to build bone or not? If we have low estrogens for women or low androgens for men, we have thinner bones and less bone density. So really important thing, when we're getting fertile, we're going to have better bone density throughout our life as a result of feeling fertile.
If you are interested in finding out more ways about how to boost your fertility naturally, check out this video here, which is all about the top five herbs that support natural fertility, and this video here, which are the top five foods that support natural fertility.